here's a story from The World.
For the past 30 years, the Hubble telescope has been circling the Earth. It's given us the best look at deep space we've ever had. But now a new telescope is ready to launch, and it can see better and farther out than even Hubble.
A key goal of the James Webb Space Telescope is to probe the very earliest times in the universe.
The James Webb Space Telescope upcoming launch is discussed in a recent episode of The Conversation Weekly, a podcast from our partners at The Conversation. Host Dan Marino spoke with my colleague, Marco Werman.
So to begin with, a question for me in the balcony. I mean, sending a telescope into space seems like a lot of effort. What can you see from Earth's orbit that you can't see from planet Earth?
Well, there's certainly a ton you can see once you escape the atmosphere of Earth. The atmosphere definitely keeps us alive by partly blocking radiation and certain wavelengths of the electromagnetic spectrum, but these can be used for astronomy. There's also a ton of light pollution on Earth in the form of visible light and heat that can interfere with many observations. I spoke with Martin Barstow, who's a space scientist at the University of Leicester in the UK. We heard from him a moment ago. He's also chairs the Space Telescope Science Institute Council, which will direct the scientific operations of the James Webb Space Telescope once it's launched.
We need, in the case of the James Webb Space Telescope, to take it well away from the Earth, outside the atmosphere, to get away from the blocking effect of the atmosphere, but also to take it somewhere where we can keep it really cool so that we can detect the very faint signals that come from the distant universe.
So, Dan, when I think of telescopes in space, Hubble is the first one that comes to mind. Is Hubble still collecting data?
Yeah, it totally is. Even among space scientists still, it's a huge deal to get some time using Hubble. It has been one of the most important telescopes ever built, honestly. It's taking breathtaking photos of distant galaxies and colorful nebulas, and using those images, astronomers have done some truly foundational science. Here's Barstow again.
Hubble was actually put up in space to measure the size and age of the universe. And it did just that. But what we found wasn't actually quite what we expected. The idea was that we calibrate the distance scale, measure the expansion of the universe, and measure its age. But what was actually discovered was that the universe's expansion is accelerating, which was an enormous surprise.
Hubble, for all of its abilities, is somewhat limited in the wavelength of light that it is best at seeing in. And this is where James Webb comes into play. With Webb, astronomers are essentially putting on a pair of giant night vision goggles.
That's pretty cool. So aside from the James Webb telescope being a new and improved version of Hubble, seeing clearer and deeper into deep space, what exactly is its mission?
Well, there's a ton of science that it's going to do, but there are two big missions. The first one, and I think super exciting, is to peer back in time, really, to see some of the first stars that formed in the universe. And second, it's going to give us a much better understanding of planets around other stars.
Wow, so basically we're looking to find the origins of the universe. That's no small task.
Yeah, it really is a crazy challenge. And to answer those questions, the Webb telescope is simply massive and uses some really advanced sensors that can see entirely differently from Hubble. Here's Barstow's explanation of that.
I'm looking at how those stars are collected into galaxies and how these galaxies are formed. We don't know that. And Hubble, because it doesn't work in the right wavelength range, can't do that for us. It doesn't have a big enough mirror. It doesn't cover the right part of the spectrum. So James Webb is an infrared observatory, and it's got a very large mirror. Its mirror diameter is 6.5 meters, more than twice the size of Hubble. So it's specifically focused on doing that particular job.
That's really impressive. Will the Webb telescope also be orbiting Earth like Hubble?
Not quite. Another really cool detail about the Webb telescope is that they're launching it to a place called a Lagrange point. And it's essentially just an equilibrium point with the Earth and the Sun's gravity. It's about 1 million miles away from Earth, this one they're sending it to, and on the opposite side from the Sun. So by placing the telescope in Earth's shadow, where it's darker and much quieter from a radiation perspective, it basically just makes Webb all that much more powerful. It's kind of like the difference between going to a cold desert and looking up at the stars instead of, well, standing in the middle of a city.
Dan Marino, host of The Conversation Weekly, speaking with the world's Marco Werman.